Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello. Welcome to the SmackDown Post Show. Thank you for being here, because I don't know why you're here. I don't know why we're here. I don't know what this was tonight, but it was not an episode of pro wrestling television. This was bad, 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 bad. But we're going to talk about it. The good, the bad, which is what it mostly was, and the ugly, which it also mostly was after an ugly week from WWE, where they made it abundantly clear what their priorities were. And that they pretty much only care about your top dollar because, man, they don't care about your intelligence as a wrestling fan. I've learned that ever since Kevin Owens went on the shelf. There's nobody here that cares about not insulting the audience anymore. So we're going to get into all of this. But get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Prepare for some rants because I got some rants. Cresta is back. She's got her notes. Corporate Cresta is back. Why, yes, Corporate Cresta is back. And bangs, Candace's bra. So we're going to talk all about all of this. We've got plenty to dig into. Before we dive into this episode of SmackDown or whatever this was, Cresta, how you doing today?
I am doing well. A little peeling back the curtain, as Joel will say. Kate hit me up at 12 this afternoon and asked me if I wanted to do this show.
It's true.
At 8:01 p.m., I said, oh, hot diggity dog, I'm getting on Twitter today. And yeah, that's when we decided to do the show. I'm okay. I went out Pokemon hunting today.
I did.
I went out and did some Pokemon Go.
Did you catch them all?
I'm working on that. Corporate Cresta was doing what they call a team building with friends. So we did a plus two to friendship.
Okay. I love that for you. I love that for you and your friends. Guys, before we dive in, we're going to plug FightfulSelect.com for you. Like, so many details on Karrion Kross's contract situation that are up for you, available now. Plenty, plenty, plenty more on FightfulSelect.com. But reactions to Brock Lesnar's return were certainly back there. Some talent are disgusted. I agree with those talent. But doesn't stop him from coming back to programming. We know that to be damn sure. And that is how we start tonight. So let's dive in. We got Tim McFowell saying, I'm a Montrealer, but you could not have paid me to go to the show because of, I wouldn't have, we'll pull that down, but read it. Triple continent and sex fest, but I am here to support Kate and corporate Cresta. Tim, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I, you also didn't miss out on a good show. Like in addition to now putting their fans in a morally weird place and a financially strenuous place, they're also delivering a crap product, in my opinion. So we'll talk about all that and more, but it took 45 minutes for the first match to start today, which I gotta say doesn't feel like an efficient use of wrestling television time. But the line drive saying, wanted to show some support for you guys, first time in a while where I did not watch WWE when I had time to because of Brock. Looks like I didn't miss much. The hell you did. You didn't miss anything. But Big Jim saying, welcome back, Corporate Cresta. And I acknowledge my OTK. Thank you so much. What garbage we saw tonight. At least we're spared. Mr. Name appears 44 times. So let's talk about the beginning of the show. Because I think a lot of people assumed that Brock was going to be the opponent for Clash in Paris. Because John Cena has a lot of dates built toward Clash in Paris. Like he only has 13 dates left or whatever. And a lot of them fall in this stretch. So I certainly thought that was going to be the program that they set up, but that's not what got set up tonight. We do have John Cena opening the show in full babyface mode, inviting the Montreal crowd here. He's kind of just reflecting on his career and admits that he's nervous about retirement. He calls out Brock and says, though he was willing to fight anyone, it is Brock Lesnar. Logan Paul interrupts Cena with some of the most trite, basic, boring heel stuff you've ever heard, calling Cena a charity case before challenging him to a match at Clash in Paris, but teasing like, how about in this wonderful French-speaking place? Not here in Montreal. And you have Drew McIntyre blindsiding Cena, still keeping this alliance with Logan alive. But Cody Rhodes runs in to even the odds and the faces stand tall. Cena issues a tag team challenge for tonight, which is one of three impromptu matches on the show that gets granted. I don't know what the show would have been without these. It would
have been- I'm sorry. What? That's true, though. That was so chill. Like, wow, y'all didn't plan anything tonight.
So whoever is, I mean, Nick Aldis just granting whatever the wind blows his way. That was the same case Monday. The good of this to me, John Cena, just infinitely more comfortable as a face. Like just he is a face. Like the guy, some people are born to be faces. Some people are born to be heels. John Cena born to be a face. It's what he sharpened his iron at for like decades. So of course that's the situation. I think Logan Paul is a waste of a program. I think that's really dumb. I think there's nobody who needs the rub less than Logan Paul. I think that's a really poor choice on their part. I don't understand why nobody in this company is elevating future talent. And I probably sound frustrated because I am. Because later we get Carmelo with The Miz, right? Nobody in the 90s, nobody born in the 90s has won a world championship in this company. And they in Brock Lesnar's 48-year-old sex pest ass to start a program with John Cena. Cena faced Orton. Cena faced Punk in the heel run. Like, I get playing the best hits. I truly understand the nostalgic value in that. The CM Punk John Cena match is what made me a wrestling fan for life. But there's a future to this company that's being blatantly ignored. You cannot get a push if you are like under 38 years old in this company. And I find it ridiculous. I also feel like in this opening segment, Cody Rhodes just didn't feel like a champion at all. And I have to wonder like what it is about the Cody Rhodes run that they just won't let this be his era. It's John Cena's comeback. It's CM Punk's comeback. It's Brock Lesnar's return. Cody Rhodes is textbook babyface, sells to the high heavens in merch. Why can't you just let him be a champion? Because he did not feel important in this opening segment at all. And obviously, I have a huge problem with Brock Lesnar, who is named 44 times in an active sex trafficking investigation, coming back here. Sex pest aside, a thing I shouldn't have to say, I don't need another 48-year-old ass white guy on my screen coming back here when you're telling me Dakota Kai is too old to work at this company. I do not care. Elevate somebody new that isn't Bron Breakker or Samoan. I double dog dare you, WWE. I double dog dare you. Do something. Use creative to do something other than a DQ main event ending on your television show. E freaking enough. They don't care about your finances. They don't care about anything but your money. They don't care if women feel comfortable watching. They don't feel if women are comfortable in the locker room, clearly. They hired Lee Fitting. Because who cares if he sexually harassed people at ESPN when he can do a cool drone shot, right? I'm over that. And now they don't care about your intelligence because they put on a crappy 2-hour program tonight. And it started here. Cresta, I leave the floor to you.
Hi, everyone. It's I, Corporate Cresta. And we like to do good cop, bad cop here. And I don't know if I'm going to be the good cop here in this situation. Let me first of all say that I choose to be sports entertained. But I also echo a lot of Miss Kate Calandra's sentiments here. Let me start off with the kayfabe portion of this before I get into my actual feelings. I did enjoy this John Cena promo to a point. I thought it was very funny. I chose to be sports entertained by him saying, I did not choose Brock for Lesnar. Yeah. That was a choice that was thrown upon me in this moment, but I'm not going to back down. I was like, you know what? You ate that. I will say I became extremely sports disinterested when Logan Paul came out. I agree with everybody saying that with John Cena having a scoop of dates left, I wouldn't want to waste a single ounce of rice, a single grain of rice on a Logan Paul. Even if you like him, he does not need this. I would rather R-Truth, which we do get later on, but there are other people, Wade Barrett, because he did squash the Nexus. If we're keeping it kayfabe, this makes less sense. This is kind of like, remember when everyone was complaining about John Cena winning everything and then The Miz won and everyone was like, I didn't mean this either. So you guys don't want Brock. So now we give you Logan and you're still complaining? You fans are fickle. I also want to comment that I'm very happy that he's back on his baby face because I hate to be the person like, well, maybe there was a reason why he wasn't heel. He was a heel for a good 3 business months. And I got to tell you, I don't think it did anything for anybody. I don't think, you know, I don't think, first of all, I don't watch wrestling. But second of all, I don't think that in the grand scheme of things, if there was more booking behind it, there might have been something. But I think this is a good way to do what he's doing. That being said, now that we're going into the corporate Cresta jargon real quick. All right. Sure. I don't see why Brock Lesnar is here. He was literally employee of the month while showing up twice a month. I remember that. I remember Beast in the Bank. Beyond pests, beyond allegations, beyond being named in the lawsuit. What is he going to do here? Squash John Cena like he did before? Or John Cena squash him? I have to tell you that I'm sports confused by that decision. I'm sports confused by Paul in Paris, maybe because y'all saw the PP, like, I don't know. But you know, I want to be one of those people to be like, give it a shot, but I cannot tell you in good faith. And I know as a corporation, my job is to shill, but I can't in good faith tell you, go ahead and this is going to be interesting. Cause I honestly, sports don't care.
Yeah. I think it's fair that you sports don't care about it either. I don't certainly have made my feelings abundantly clear. But I also, if you listen to this comical WWE press run this week, they also were saying like, oh, well, Travis Scott is the reason it fell apart. It went on for 3 months. You couldn't fit in 3 months. You couldn't think of something else with John Cena's heel turn.
In all fairness, Kate, I have to blame WWE on that one. Travis Scott came out there with a lint blunt of marijuana on Raw, not giving a singular molecular heck. What did you think was going to happen? I'm so sorry.
I mean, zero care to the world.
I respect it this much. If you follow through with it, if you were going to be a bad boy and do what you want, sure. But that,
Cresta, this boggles my mind. The Rock is the biggest star in Hollywood, pound for pound. John Cena, after this retirement run, is going to full-time F off into Hollywood. How did they not just say, I aligned with The Rock because after this, I have a future to think about. And I thought, yeah, it's probably a good idea to link up with the biggest star in Hollywood after I retire. I thought of that in 20 seconds. He's not around because I don't need him for this part. I've got this down. I don't know if you know this. I'm the most dominant champion of all time. 30 seconds. 30 seconds I thought of something. 3 months, they didn't make a single effort with like the biggest heel turn of the modern era. And by the way, they didn't give an effort with the New Day's heel turn either. They don't care about your intelligence. But
Ricardo's, I don't think they know how to manage heels. That's also it.
They don't. Like, honestly, I give Logan Paul credit for at least getting booed today because half their heels get cheered now. Like, it's actually kind of ridiculous. It's like Logan and Gunther, and then Seth's whole faction is too cool to get booed, so nobody's booing that. They think it's all great. Like, they've completely lost the plot on that. But Ricardo saying, hello, Sour Queen and Corporate Cresta. Hello, chat. Well, hello, Ricardo. Hello. Thank you for your support. We appreciate you guys. We will not be $30 a month. We will be $5.99 a month for the foreseeable future. But Jeremiah saying Cody is the most irrelevant champion in WWE, but he says he wouldn't be disrespected by AEW. I don't know if that necessarily means...
I don't
means...
think he's the most disrespected. However, he is very third wheel, and it's not fair.
No, and for no reason. Like, this guy is proven. And I'm not even, like, the biggest Cody gal, but I have ears and I have eyes and I can read how much merch he moves. And I know he makes every press date that they ask him to do. I know he shows up to all the community stuff they ask him to do. Like, it's not always for me, but I'm also not an idiot. And I know that they can clearly trust this guy to move forward with the company. And the fact that John Cena handed the baton to a 40-year-old is funny to me. But like, stop giving us 2011 to 2015 main events and make a new star. Like, I'm hoping with Cody's reign that some of these younger guys get elevated, because outside of like Bron Breakker and Jacob Fatu, CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, do these guys ring any bells to you a decade ago from when they were in their prime? And quite then the new era are we, huh? My God.
It also kind of feels like, and the people you want to elevate, like a Logan Paul, nobody wants that. We want Carmelo Hayes. I respectfully, very respectfully, I feel like we've tried the DIY experiment a million times. I'm kind of over it as well. I'm at the point where like there's other people on your roster, even if it was like a random person like a Grayson Waller, which you do have with the New Day, at least put an effort with it. I would respect it, even with the John Cena heel turn. I would respect it more if there was a plan going forward. If you want to ruin wrestling, ruin wrestling. JBL it. Walk up the ramp. I'm not wrestling. Count me out. I don't care. You're going to have to beat it out of me, and I'm not signing up for a street fight because I have to go film Peacemaker. There are things you could do there, and I don't know. It's never on the problem, because I think the moments are there. But if you have a moment, and I know you build moments, but there's no follow through, spaghetti.
Very well said. Very well said. Noise saying, drop the feds. How was SmackDown? How was Raw and SmackDown this week? Fun to see Corporate Cresta again. Well, they threw the show together during the show, so that should tell you how it was. There were 3 impromptu matches made, and this is going to shock you, but a DQ main event.
And also the pacing of this show was very weird. People were getting introduced, cutting to commercial, doing an ad break or a little interview while the person's in the ring, or while both people in the ring cut back. There was a lot. There was, if it wanted to feel chaotic and glued together, it definitely felt chaotic and glued together.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think that first, I mean, we did not ring the bell until like 47 minutes into the episode. So Blind Drive saying Brock has done the same thing for a decade. Show up, do a bunch of suplexes and F5 off for 4 months. Repeat, we're done. We were done with the need for Brock when he left the first time. This might be controversial to say. I never really cared that much about Brock because I started watching in 2009. So when he like came back, I didn't have any nostalgic attachment to the first time he was around, and I don't like matches that are formulaic. Like, I get bored by them. I can see why people gravitated toward him. He's an unbelievable, unrepeatable, once-in-a-lifetime freak athlete. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Melodramatic promos from Paul Heyman and that again? Like, I'm good.
No, I agree with you 100%. I started watching in 2018, so I definitely had no attachment to Brock. And like I said, he was employee of the month while showing up twice a month for work. I mean, get your coins. I respect it. If I could show up twice for work and get paid $11 billion, I would. Absolutely. Sean Ross Sapp, I would like to negotiate my contract.
Yes.
That being said, I never saw how a feud with Brock elevated anybody else but Brock. Even like Beast in the Bank to me was the most egregious thing. And everyone was like, oh, but he's funny. Okay, but Ali got screwed out of that. All of those other people got screwed out of that. Even when we were trying to root for Roman Reigns before OTC. Okay, mm-hmm. You got the belt. Here comes Brock. Oh, you having fun? Here comes Brock.
Kofi Kingston? Here comes Brock. Biggie Langston? Here comes Brock.
I don't know. If he was doing something where it's like, oh, wow, you picked up Brock Lesnar and put him down. Now you're the man. It kind of never works that way.
It really doesn't. I get why they're calling back to this program with John Cena. I have no interest in it. I had such high hopes for this John Cena retirement tour. And don't get me wrong, I am very glad he's on the babyface side of things. But my favorite Cena stuff outside of the match with Punk, which made me a fan, was the U.S. title reign open challenge that he did. Because it like was so refreshing. It was so different. It gave so many new people that we hadn't seen before shine. Like, I just don't understand why. I understand the need to call back to nostalgic stuff. I don't understand the need to not elevate anybody. Like you said, like, I don't like Logan Paul, but even if I did, that guy doesn't need like a bump. That guy was a star before he entered the.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile, sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Ring, that's why they hired him to do this. Anthony Velasquez saying, I find it weird that Logan Paul and Cena are all of the sudden rivals, given they just tagged with each other a few PLEs ago. Yes and no. Like, I think that's part of the story, is that John Cena has had this change of heart. They could have mentioned that in this 45-minute segment or whatever this was, that, like, they could have certainly played off that tag history a lot more. Also, Logan had the rivalry with Cody Rhodes, and John Cena and Cody Rhodes clearly have some sort of romance going on now, which I am all for. I say kiss already.
I say don't even, it's wrestling. Imagine living in the past. I could not.
Well, I can. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm trying to only live in the past right now, man.
Oh, baby girl, free yourself from those chains that bind you.
It's not a great time right now, Christopher. Fam Twin Blade saying, it's the Bangs Star Connection. This review will be better than the actual show. Also, MVP hates Speedball because the they feed Smelly, obviously. You could watch paint dry for the next 2 hours, and it would probably be on par with a lot of this show, but Crest is getting like the most snarky side of me today. The MVP Speedball thing is so funny to me because, like, I love what they posted on social media. Everybody jumped to the conclusion that, like, that meant the dirt sheets were wrong. No, I know this is rare, and I'm not saying I know this is what happened, because I don't, but my gut tells me I know this doesn't happen in wrestling, so hold on to your seats. I think two grown-ups had a conversation and cleared the air, and then they had fun with it on social media. I'm just saying. I know that's kind of
nuts. Kate, Calandra, Miss Kate Adairy, are you telling me that people can have a conversation, put their differences aside, and not result into I hate you, ad hominems? Oh, you're an idiot?
Mm. They don't even have to punch each other in the head and get dogs involved. Like, you can just
have
conversations and resolve conflict. The reason I have
fabrications like that.
The reason I have like a feeling that that's what happened is because I know that one of the first things that MVP did when he showed up to AEW was settle his score with Jericho. And the score he had with Jericho was he knocked Jericho out on his own boat. Okay, on the Jericho cruise, MVP punched him. And like one of the very first things he did when he showed up was squash that beef so everybody could move forward with a clean slate. I could also see somebody as, I love him. I don't think it's out of line to say that Mike Bailey's a little eccentric in certain ways. And of our generation and younger, like, I think he's very much for the kids. And I think MVP is very much old school. So I could see those energies not meshing. Like, not getting along doesn't mean that you always hate each other's guts.
Sorry that. Stuff.
So I don't even like Cresta.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wrestlers love to lie, and I'm being pro wrestling today, my friend. But
honestly, I get on the internet and lie all the time. Look at this. I'm corporate Cresta. What am I? What does senior JA stand for? Senior jackass. So there you go.
I love that. I believe it was 2 weeks ago when you were my lovely co-host, where you said, "Don't get yourself canceled in friend groups for people you don't know." And I would like to say that also applies to this situation. The line drive saying, "Go Astros, by the way, Katie." Was watching that instead of SmackDown. I don't know who Katie is.
Katy Perry?
I don't know why you're trying to super chat Katy Perry right now, but...
You are a firework.
I will... If I don't let my colors burst, I swear. Actually, you know what? We'll save that chat for a little bit. Megan, thank you so much for becoming a YouTube member. Very much appreciated. You know what? I'll close the loop on my feelings on Brock by saying one of the most insulting parts of that whole thing. And then I'll be calm the rest of the show. I shouldn't make promises I can't keep. But I'll attempt to be calm the rest of the show. When Triple H goes out into the press and says allegations are allegations, and Paul Heyman goes out to the press and says everybody's got skeletons in their closet, I want you to know that not everybody's skeletons in their closet or the mistakes that everyone makes lands them mentions 44 times in a sex trafficking lawsuit. If I accidentally ask someone if they're pregnant because they gained weight, that is a mistake I made, right? That was something stupid I did. Sex trafficking with 70 pages of evidence behind it ain't that shit. So that's it. I'll go back to being a person again. I can't believe HR hasn't fined me. I thought the disciplinary committee would be coming after me for sure.
Absolutely not. That's above my pay grade. That is a Sean. That is a listen. I'm never going to police people's feelings about this because a few things. I choose to be sports entertained. I will always say that because I don't know these people. You don't know these people. What's in the court is in the court. Not all the time justice is served, and I don't want to discard or talk about facts. Like, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't read it all. I read enough to be informed, and I know that even before this, I wasn't a fan. But I don't think that anyone should police other people's feelings because you don't know what people are going through. So I say do your big one. Do your big one. Because if there are people who are going to viciously and fiercely defend this person's right to a paycheck, this person's right to work, this person's right to perform. I think that it's just as fair that we have people viciously defend Janelle Grant's right to justice and her belief. And that's okay too. And I don't think there's anything wrong with people who choose to be middle down the road. I don't want y'all to choose to see this corporate crest. I was like, wow, Cressa, you don't. I have big feelings. I'm just not saying I'm unfightable.
I respect that, and I did say them on Fightful. So
I want to say are against terms of service. You still said them quite polite. So, and it's okay. It is, again, I don't know these people. I'm not going to let that man stop me from getting my check.
Listen, I'm very thankful I work in an environment where I can mouth off like that. And it is, I would say, certainly not discouraged. Certainly not discouraged around these parts, but let's dive into some wrestling. It took them 45 minutes. It's taking us only 28.
About half.
I'll take that. Anthony Velasquez saying they should send Motor City Machine Guns to Raw. They have been lost in the SmackDown division, and they could be major players on the other brand. Boy, buddy, the Raw SmackDown division.
I want to sue for what they've done to my boys, Alex, Shelley, and Chrissy.
I mean, you're in HR. If there's a lawsuit, like, you would be the person to kind of work with legal to create such a thing. It's
funny that you brought that up. I'm in constant conversation with Jose the assistant and smart Mark Sterling.
Hey, Jose the assistant, by the way, picking up Jimmy Van's book at shop.fightful.com. Mm-hmm. He posted a story on Instagram about that. So thank you to Jose the assistant. Greg Cherry saying, hope you lovely ladies have a great show. Love you. And well, we're off to a hot start. Crest is a grown up. I am not. It is what it is. But let's talk about this tag match. We had the Motor City Machine Guns versus JC Mateo and the tallest Tonga to ever Tonga. Tall Tonga.
That's all I'm going to hear now is tallest Tonga. Why did you say that?
So, Alex Pulaski said, and I fully support this, if you have Tala Tonga, that implies that there's like a shorter Tonga. JC Mateo should be a wider Tonga. Like, let's call it what it is. But jokes aside, that I think is very close to his real name and his name in real life. But we have a pretty good tag match here. We get the Guns kind of in control early. We get some double teaming. We have Loa getting distracted by the ref, which allows Tala to get a cheap shot in on Sabin. Hot tag never came as JC Mateo and Tala overpower Alex Shelley in this, and Tala tags in blind, booted Shelley off the top, hits that big choke slam on Chris Sabin. This was fun. This was 7.5 minutes-ish. Post-match, you have Solo Sikoa coming out, talking about his dominance until Nick Aldis brings out Sami Zayn for a challenge. But this was just the most their tag wrestling match. It was very good. Like, there's nothing that I can say this was bad that happened in the match. It was just a very their match. And I agree with that chat. Like, the disparity between the SmackDown and the Raw divisions for the tag is very, very steep. When Fraxium came up, I thought for sure, like, these guys are the hottest tag team in wrestling. When Fraxium came up, I thought they were going to dethrone the New Day, a la Paige dethroning AJ Lee. Like, show up right after WrestleMania, dethrone the New Day immediately. Feels like that would have injected some life into the New Day's heel turn. They just kind of floundered around for a little bit more. You could immediately establish Fraxium as a threat, but there is a very, very big disparity between the Raw and SmackDown tag divisions. And whenever they do a draft, superstar shakeup, whatever, I think that's probably the first thing that needs to be addressed. But how are you feeling about the tag match that we got today? I know you are not in love with what they're doing with the Motor City Machine Guns here.
I would have notes for this match, but just, I'm going to say shout out to Joel Pearl, because now I'm looking for all these different type of production things. The majority of this match was in picture-in-picture. So I would love to tell you, but there was a million ads or Papa John's or whatever. So
yeah, like you mentioned, the pacing of this show was just very weird. And that kind of stuff was one of the problems.
Yeah, so I don't have any real notes. I guess the real note of this show would be, well, this match in particularly, would be Solo Sikoa doing his, I told you we could beat anyone since nobody wants to fight me. I'm out of here. I think this is the best character work Solo has done. Quite happy to see Sammy come out. I don't know, man. Pardon my wrestling ignorance. I was a little sports disappointed when it wasn't Bret Hart.
Cresta.
And then I thought to myself, why the hell? Like, but they're in Montreal. Okay, Sami Zayn is right there. All right.
I don't think, Goldberg's retired now, so maybe he'd come back for something here. But
let me ask you something, Kate. You something. If Seth Rollins' injury was a work, does that mean them cutting Goldberg's retirement speech was a rip?
Ooh, I'm going to say I don't think so because there was a hard out. But I am Jesse the Body Ventura in on your conspiracy theory. I'm here for conspiracy theories any day of the week when it comes to silly wrestling ones.
I love a good drama. I love a good fake drama. And I think that's funny-ish. I don't know. I don't think that's really inflammatory. I just think it's funny.
Oh, it's so funny. And I love it because also he injured little Nate. He injured our precious referee. So I like the idea that Gunther was like, you're not going to get your retirement lesson. We're going to keep this match going because
keep
you
keep this
hurt
match going. And when we're done,
one of our precious referees. That's right. That's right. Oh, man. If only we were to get the answer to that. But you know what? I've got an answer for you. It's a question you might not even know you have. And the answer is NordVPN. And your questions might range from how the hell am I going to be able to keep affording all these wrestling pay-per-views? How am I going to be able to afford the price hikes from Peacock that are coming up? How am I going to be able to afford ESPN next year? Nobody has traditional cable anymore, please. How am I going to be able to afford all of that? And darn it, why can't I watch everything under one roof? Why can't I simply watch everything on one platform? Well, my friends, you should take a little trip to, they were in Canada tonight. You could be in Canada too with NordVPN.
If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have 7 different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Don't go to jail, NordVPN. Sound corporate advice.
That is fantastic corporate advice. Genuinely, I use it. I love it. It was a great decision to sign up for it on my part because, man, one AEW pay-per-view and you're kind of saving yourself for the rest of the year. Now is like, even just the login fatigue, honest to God, of like, I watch this on that platform and this on that platform and I watch my pay-per-views and PLEs of that. It's too much. I just want to be able to watch everything at once. Nord lets you do that. And you can just watch all WWE stuff on Netflix. But
period.
Let's keep rocking and rolling through this episode. We do. Because it was just decided. Get a Sami Zayn and Solo Sikoa match. I love Sami Zayn so much. He's the best babyface in the whole wide world. I don't know what to tell you, but we get like just a classic heel and face story with this match, which warmed my heart because the amount that I have just been wanting, person versus person, good guy versus bad guy, clean finish. That's it. We don't have nearly enough of that. I was hoping the end of SummerSlam, that's what we got from Big Match J and from Cody, but they ruined all of that. So like, this is just, it can be so simple, man. It can be so simple to just have two guys face each other. You get this amazing hometown reaction for Sammy, of course. If you don't do the let's go to Sammy's theme, I judge you harshly. Yeah. We did have Talatanga giving Solo the advantage through the break on this, but Sammy rallies with exploder suplexes. He's countering the Samoan spike. He rolls Solo up. I don't love a schoolboy, but I am okay with the more opportunistic one like this. Like, Sammy made it look like I'm trying to win a match here, which is all that I really ask. But when I see things like every main event's a DQ, schoolboy and squirrel girl roll-ups all the time, 45 minutes of yapping before we get into a match, this starts to feel like the Vince McMahon era of booking that got really, really bad, and I don't want to see it. However, this match overcame the tropes that it got trapped in. In my opinion, because I'm with Corporate Cresta and HR, will say that I was sports entertained because I like to use corporate synergy language. I was sports entertained by this.
Yes, we want this to be a very gentle listen for everybody involved. We want you all to be sports entertained.
Clearly, that was my priority from the beginning of the show, was obviously that this is a gentle listen.
We want this to be a gentle listen for our viewers, listeners, people with ears or or hearing holes. I don't know what people call hearing them holes. Right, I love Sami Zayn. Everybody loves Sami Zayn. If you don't like Sami Zayn, I'm kind of looking at you like that wiener dog meme. What you mean you don't like Sami Zayn?
It's like Sammy and Willow. I just kind of like.
Yeah, what you mean you don't like Sammy or Willow? I'm so sorry. I'm going to be sports distrusting of you. Mm-hmm. This match was fine. I think Sammy was lighting up Solo for a lot of it. Solo sells with his face more than his body, and I kind of live. And I think he's found a sweet spot where we were talking about it briefly with him just going, psh, nobody want to fight me. I love that annoying little brother. The roll-up, I mean, like you said, it's a little annoying in the grand scheme of things, but also, it's Solo Sikoa. I'm not wasting too much energy before I get beat up by these Tongans. I'm rolling you up, and then I'm rolling out of here, which is exactly what he did.
Well, and I don't mind a good schoolboy roll up when it fits the story. And because Sami Zayn was outnumbered, there doesn't have a strength advantage here. Like, I don't mind one when A, it's done well. People are just lazy about their schoolboys and schoolgirls in pro wrestling today. That's my old lady take. And two, like, it fit the story of the match. We saw Naomi win with the schoolgirl the other day. Like, let's not go back to that constant crutch, please. But me, Norma, saying, meet here, and I have one hand in my pocket, and the other one says, let's crank. How was the show? Terrible. Cresta, don't let Kate influence you to veganism. Cresta had more fun watching this than I did, I think. But
I will say, there's nothing wrong with people being vegan. I was vegetarian. Oh, not vegetarian. What's the one where you only eat fish?
Pescatarian.
I was pescatarian for a solid 3-4 months. Okay. And then my mom took me to Outback Steakhouse. And I was like, you're a bad man. You're a bad man. So I respect people who can say no to meat in any type of form. Or cheese. Oh, man.
Cheese is way more difficult.
Cheese messes me up. But I love cheese, so I respect anyone, you know. I don't wear fur. Save the planet. I don't wear leather. Save the planet. But cheese, man. Cheese.
Dude, cheese. Like, because cheese is rampant in all my comfort foods. Pizza, macaroni and cheese. Bagel with cream cheese. Do you know how bad I want... Listen. I love my vegan lifestyle. There are plenty of wonderful alternatives. There are some things that we have not found a comparable substitute for. That is one of them. I will tell you that I never say no to a meat match. I'm here for meat matches. Protein. Because that's not a byproduct of animal suffering. That's a,
I mean, that is animal suffering, but in a different way.
Mammals, technically, yes, but they live. They live through it. So we'll take it. But guys, thank you for the support tonight. I was obviously not in the best mood when we started the show, but I was fired up. And so to that, I say, get in those super chats and humper chats. You guys have been wonderful with them all night so far. We don't have a ton more to talk about because this was a thin show.
Yeah, this show was very boneless. It was like a scoop of actual substance. Listen, guys, we're making it up as we go along. Like Kate said, thank you so much for being here. I know attendance is mandatory. So now open up your wallets. That's awesome. I'm kidding.
It doesn't even have to be to Fightful. Just DM me and Cresta. We will give you our Venmo. We will give you our Cash App fund. If you want to subscribe to Fightful Select, if you want to super chat and humper chat this show, please feel free to. Oh my God, you did this. And I just watched Clueless, where she does the rolling with the homies.
At least I'm not out of breath.
Man, speaking of people that just like don't feel as important as they did 3 months ago, that is another one. But we get the Wyatt Six, who, guess what, Cresta? They're freaking creepy, all right? And the story written in red continues. I like it. These guys give me the heebie-jeebies. I'm trying to not go to bed too much later than when the show was over. I don't need them haunting my dreams. What is this? Nasty work. They're creeps.
I've never heard Dexter Loomis talk before this moment.
There you go. I do want them to pull Nikki Cross to the forefront sooner than later, because I said this a couple of weeks ago. I still maintain it's true. Like, she was the standout when she came back as like the Sister Abigail. Like, everybody was gravitating toward what she was doing specifically. And I would rather them slow burn it and be intentional with her in-ring appearances for sure. But I want to see her wrestle.
I agree.
Let's keep going. We get this DIY Street Profits match set for next week. I know you said you were a little tuckered out on DIY. However, ring-wise, Street Profits and DIY, like, their chemistry is amazing. And I am also intrigued because we saw Montez Ford walk out on Angelo Dawkins the other day. Do you feel like we are getting solo runs from these guys? Or do you feel like this is just going to be tension that gets resolved through the magic of pro wrestling?
Great question, Kate. Let me answer you with the, I hope they don't. I think about the last tag team that I really liked that they broke up, Heavy Machinery. And have you guys seen Tucker? Tucker is on the back of my milk carton. I don't know where he is. Have you guys seen Otis? Sometimes he's backstage. Sometimes it's just Maxxine Dupri. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed that. I think it's okay also to be frustrated and just walk away from the situation like, you know what? I'm mad. I also want to say that my problem with DIY is that it's kind of the same thing. And then when it's not, Tommaso turns on Gargano, I guess. You know, when in doubt, it's kind of giving Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler. When in doubt, these two guys wrestle. And it'll be good, great, sure, fine. But, and what are we beefing over? You're mad that they pushed your husband into you and you shouldn't have been up there anyway? I mean, Candice LeRae's badass for that. But you're mad at the wrong people, baby. Does nobody, the Garganos don't watch the project? The product? DIY don't watch the product? Like, I'm sports confused. You would have seen what happened and it was an accident. And also, like B-Fab said, if you weren't up there in the first place, that's why you're beefing backstage and not having an OSHA violation.
Guys. It's fun Friday nights with Cresta. I was not looking like so forward to doing the show, but I knew Cresta would lift my mood because she's the best. I hope she's lifting yours too. So we'll keep moving along to whatever the hell they've done. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about how great the Charlotte Flair and Alexa thing was. And now, what is this vaudeville routine they've tried to turn it into? This got so bad so fast. I at the media junket got to ask Charlotte about the fact that, like, this is the most vulnerable she's ever been. And, like, did she feel that was a gateway to connecting with the crowd? And she kind of said, like, for that Players Tribune article, I wrote it for me, really. But she was like, I do think I lost sight of what made Charlotte Flair Charlotte Flair. And some of that, essentially, she was saying, like, the experiences that the woman Ashley has been through also defined Charlotte Flair. And that the sight of that got lost. And I thought, that's an amazing answer. And now they're like, yuckity yuck yuck yuck, how many titles have you won? They've undone everything that was cool and special about this. Please drop this. But you have Charlotte celebrating Alexa's birthday with gifts, including a Lily doll and also a Charlie doll, which did not look great. But Canada's own Chelsea Green comes out here. She showed up in NXT, teased like a little alliance with Ethan Page, which I'm a huge fan of that idea. Whatever gets Ethan Page to the main roster faster or escalates that path, please. But we get an impromptu match because GMs just don't plan anything ahead of episodes anymore, I guess. But you have Charlotte dominating early until Chelsea's doing heel things to turn this around. You have Alba Fire and Piper Niven trying to bring a cake into the match, Alexa's birthday cake, but you have little Alexa Bliss neutralizing these ladies. Charlotte counters the Unprettier on her own, sends Chelsea face first into the cake, and then taps her out with the figure eight. I did love her saying, like, it tastes so good. That popped me greatly. Get back to them feeling like human beings and not an Abbott and Costello act, please. This was so cool 2 weeks ago. Since they won the titles, this brand of humor is not either of their strengths, and they took away the thing that I feel like people were really gravitating toward with Charlotte, which was some sort of more human side. Now they've made her into a cartoon. Like, not for me. What did you think of this segment? Imagine, I will always appreciate someone going through a cake. That is a trope that I can get behind, but how did you feel about what we got here?
I am going to say that I like this. I liked all of it. The Chelsea Green match and the beforehand. I like to ethically hate wrestlers. And there was a time where I felt like I couldn't ethically hate Charlotte Flair because people were just being mean to her for no reason. For no reason. Hate the booking, sure. Hate the character, sure. But some of you people just booing her to, like, this woman went through a lot. That you were just being mean.
People are mean. People are really mean to wrestlers.
That being said, seeing her get cheered, and I'm like, wow, I can finally boo her now. And I don't want to, because I, like you said, there is a human side to her than me, who used to, again, an ethical Charlotte hater, was like, damn, y'all are just really being mean. And I don't like that. I don't like that. That being said, this segment, while it was funny to me, kind of felt like, remember what I said about Charlotte Flair being Regina George in Mean Girls?
Yes, the field hockey version that was on her redemption arc, yeah.
In my mind, somebody heard that, never watched Mean Girls, put it into AI and said, here's your script. Because that's what I give you permission to hug me. There was an authentic, there's a bit of authenticity that was missing here, and it seemed low-key goofy. I still liked it, but I see what you're saying. Like, there was before when she was like, girl, you're not my friend, but I'm still Charlotte Flair. We're going to get this W. And now it kind of feels like, oh. And that's fine, but it's gone too much and not sister. Like, you know what I mean? It's too much goofy and not all right. Tongue in cheek. It's a little bit on that. I'll also say Chelsea Green makes everything better. I love Chelsea Green. She is fantastic. Chelsea Green is too funny. Chelsea Green eating the cake and from an Unprettier. Charlotte licking the cake off of her face or with her finger before she locks in the figure eight.
That part
Alexa
was great.
Alexa coming in with a little piece of cake. Like, it is good. Like, you guys, that's what we like. That part, I'm not a wrestler. I don't even watch wrestling. I don't even know what I'm doing here. But if you could put that part in the... That's the goofy authenticity. Even when she takes her robe and puts it over her, like, get out of here, like a little sister. It's not, you're not sunning her, but it's playful. And I liked it. I do like when she said, Lexi, you have permission to hug the queen. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what it's ethically hate her.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. I got you me.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, our new tag champs were predicted to be as such on my bookie. Okay, so I'm just saying, my bookie's got you covered for all your betting odds. But we did have some underdog lock picks, and they paid out some money on FightfulSelect.com. But yes, you can bet on pro wrestling. We recommend you do it with my bookie. If you use the code Fightful, they give you money just for being a friend, just for being a pal. So we're going to have Sean Rossap tell you all about it right now.
MyBookie AG is where Fightful is getting all of our odds, not just pro wrestling, which, yeah, you can bet on pro wrestling, UFC, boxing. That's where we're getting our odds from. If you're watching In the Weeds and they're talking about basketball odds, it's going to be from MyBookie AG. Use the code FIGHTFUL, get a $50 bonus when you deposit $100, or get a $100 bonus when you deposit $200. Check it out. If you think you know more than the average wrestling fan, head over to MyBookie. They have some odds up all the time for upcoming events, whether it be WWE, AEW, anybody. Make sure you check them out in addition to their other fantastic deals. They've been around for quite a while, very reliable. MyBookie AG, use that code FIGHTFUL. Now, only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly, but head over, see what lines they got now. Not just for pro wrestling. Maybe you're interested in baseball, football, basketball, soccer, or just football again, right? MyBookie AG.
MyBookie AG. Look at Corporate Cresta doing the dance because she knows. HR knows that brings in some money here at Fightful. She can't
make your money. Assuming,
can't really speak to it as HR. She probably can't promote gambling, but we can. We can over here.
I will never promote gambling. I will say spend what you can. Don't lose your house betting on people's names you don't know.
Don't do it. But do, if you're gonna, use Fightful Select to guide those lock picks, because we've missed one out of 34, I think. But I love this from Bob, who says, Cresta Sports uplifts me too. You do. You are such a sports inspiration.
There's a lot of sports negativity in sports entertainment. And quite honestly, again, I don't know these people. I don't know these people. What's Cody Rhodes' real name? Cody? I don't know.
I love it. Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite post show. I'm late from a call, not watching WWE this week, so no idea what's going on. But cool, Logan Paul. Love you, though. Bad Robot. We love you so much around here. You're always so supportive, and I know it has not been the easiest couple of months for you, but we appreciate your support. We are not feeling like Logan was the right chess piece, but we will let them play chess.
Yeah, that's why I don't sit down and press the thing. I stand on the side and like, wow, I hope this works out for him, Cotton.
Little Cotton McKnight action.
A bold choice, Cotton. The fans were already upset about one thing, and now they're going to be upset about another. Bold choice, Triple H. I hope it works out for you. And I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Everybody loves, and they should, that bold strategy, Cotton line. There is, when Vince Vaughn goes to put on the blindfold, Jason Bateman goes, yeah, he is not going to be able to see very well, Cotton. And I lose it every time because the sincerity of his delivery is unbelievable. But that was a for me reference.
A wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Patch is a hula hand. He's going to be my co-host next week. That's what's going to go down. But let's talk about some more women's wrestling. We get Tiffany Stratton getting confronted by Jade Cargill, and Kiana James offering her services to Jade. I don't think that Jade is going to need them because I don't think Jade needs a manager. But I also don't see like a Jade and Julia program. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What are we doing with this? Help me out.
This was a very sports strange segment. I felt like Tiffany kind of said nothing left. Jade was like, well, I'll beat you up. And Tiffany's like, no, you're not. And then left. And then Kiana James shows up, offers her services to Jade. I'm like, of all the things that Jade needs to work on, talking isn't one of them. I'm so sorry. Yikes. I don't really know what you do in that regard. Also, I'm still sports butt mad that Zelina lost to Julia, and then Julia has been doing a whole lot of nothing. And the same thing you did with Zelina, right? Whatever. But I'm a Zelina Vega stan. I don't want to be irrational. And then also Mia Yim comes in, so like, you gonna use that? I'm gonna go get me a title shot. I'm like, wait, this was so random. I mean, I maximize your minutes, but this was very random.
Also, Tiffany and Jade just had a match. Like, we're just running a rematch of that in Clash in Paris, or well, yeah, because is Steph going after Naomi then? That's what we've determined. Isn't I think. It?
I thought, yeah, it was Stephanie going to Naomi. I don't know.
We will see, I guess, but I don't think Jade. I don't know what this serves, because I don't see a Jade and Julia program working out, and I don't see Kiana taking Jade on as a talent under her wing. Jade only has had one manager. It was Stokely Hathaway doing Baddie Search, and that was awesome. And I don't think we need to try it out through that, because Baddie Search, I lived off of that for months. I loved Baddie Search. I thought that was so fun.
There is a way, in my opinion, if you're going to give Jade a manager. But again, of all the things that Jade, quote unquote, needs to work on, her talking is not one of them. I'm so sorry. But if you are, you would have to go with someone who's either going to Paul Heyman elevate her and put her in the main event scene, or you're going to have someone who's going to be opposites attract. Because right now she's a super serious character. I'm just going based off of how she looks, larger than life, supermodel, abs of a goddess. The only other, again, I'm a stan, Zelina Vega, she has abs, she's got 90 abs, and two abs of the goddess girls, and Rhea's not on the brand, and she's somebody else who I know has like 50 million abs, you know what I mean? The only person that has more abs than them is Finn Balor, and Finn Balor got abs from the chin down.
Yeah, he has more abs than anybody on earth, I think, so.
I think if you do something like that, it'd have to be an opposites attract. But outside of Zelina, I cannot see Chelsea Green, but I also can see
it's so easy mentally to plug Chelsea into anything.
Because she's like, serious, Alexa, come back. Also so, be crazy.
She's like, Alexa, come back so I can be your Lily doll. Like, she's amazing, man. I have nothing but respect for that. Jim's saying, so that's why Julia never gets a match. She keeps resolving her conflicts through conversation. Well, listen, like, you know, that'll save your bump card if you can just resolve some conflicts through
not
conversation.
The bump card. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I love it.
Is it like a step? And on the eighth one, you get the next bump free?
That's right. That's right. It's like you went to Dairy Queen. This is your Blizzard. Some more love for Dodgeball from Volub saying, the number of times I've quoted Pepper for every nut shot in wrestling. Ouch town, population you, bro. Dodgeball is a perfect movie. It holds up. I watched it pretty recently.
It does like hold up.
It's 2000s humor for sure, but like it still made me laugh quite a bit. I'll say sports entertained because it's Dodgeball. I feel like that I can say sports entertained around, right?
Honestly, and yeah, you'd be... When you see something that is quite honestly the most serious, but there's no way this could be serious, you got to be sports entertained. I live in America, and if I'm not sports entertained, I'm going to be sports sad. And I don't want to be sports sad.
No, we don't want to be sports sad at all. I'll tell you what made me sports sad. The hell is Carmelo doing back with The Miz? Anthony Velasquez wondering the same thing. First thought that came to my mind when Carmelo and Miz were on screen together was, why are they going back to this? Same with what seems like Ron Killings going back to our truth. I'll speak to that in a moment. Cresta?
I'm sports sad.
I'm sports depressed.
Carmelo Hayes should have punched him.
I'm sports going through it, Cresta, with this. I am sports going through it with this Carmelo Hayes angle. There was not a person on God's green earth that was like, you know what is absolutely killing it? This angle with Carmelo Hayes and The Miz. And then Drew McIntyre, in a very real life situation, has a passport conflict where he may not be able to get to SummerSlam, right? and online an outpouring of "We want Melo," who was nowhere near this angle at all. Not in any way close to it. Not involved with any of the characters. Not in a parallel story. Not doing anything that would have any sort of opening into the angle that Drew McIntyre was working. Says, "We want Melo." The internet just wants Carmelo Hayes to do something. And then we hear chants of "We want Cross." And Triple H is like, "You want Brock? You got no, idiot. We want Cross." We are chanting and online telling you the people we want pushed in a real way. No offense to The Miz. That guy makes every program he's in work to the best of his ability. If you hear veterans talk about him, they'll say he came over from the real world with the right attitude. He'll do anything to make something work. Carmelo Hayes is not the frickin' program here. This is a Looney Tunes use of these two. This was horrendous to start with. We finally got away from it. He was in a program with Damian Priest and Aleister Black, which I was like, well, surely the intent is designed to elevate him. Nah, he just fizzles out of it after some triple threat mocha choca bullshit that they were drinking backstage. Like, I beyond me, the misuse of Carmelo Hayes, number one draft pick of 2024. You watch him on NXT, you immediately, you can see from the second this guy steps on the damn screen what is special about him. And if you've seen Shawn Michaels, who was pretty good at this, Cresta, you can see like the modernized version of Shawn Michaels in Carmelo Hayes and the way that he approaches business. And they're like, we're going to have him with The Miz reunite a program nobody wanted in the first place to get a tag title shot at the Wyatts, maybe? This is not like the creative loose end that they needed to wrap up of all the crap that they've left just hanging out in the world. The absolute stunted growth of Carmelo Hayes is ridiculous to me. Whenever anybody is like young stars of the future, he's the first name that pops to my mind because Bron Breakker's being taken care of. When you sat through NXT 2.0, which is a horrendous time of my life, the two guys that you were like, they're not going to miss on these guys, it's Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes. Melo don't miss, but they sure as hell do. What are we doing with this program? Cresta, enlighten me. Help me out.
I don't know.
Show me the
there
light.
There is a world where Carmelo Hayes is a better version of The Miz. And you surpass The Miz. You have the look. Flashy, dress nice, look nice, probably smell nice, skin soft, moisturized, braids all together. Get into that rich playboy lifestyle. And I feel like for what The Miz could lack in the ring, I'm not a Miz fan. Let me be clear here. I think what he's done is fantastic, but I'm not a fan. You could have him surpass him and then be done with it and absolutely take it off of Solo. Have him run it for a little bit. And if you don't want Solo to lose it to Jacob, you could have Jacob take it off of Melo. I do think there is a point to where you said, you know, I dare you to push someone who's not a Nepo baby over 38 or Samoan. I double dog dare you. And unfortunately, Carmelo Hayes doesn't fit into any of that, even though, again, aesthetically, he has the look. In the ring, he's got the yeah. movement, he's got the work rate. So I don't know if this just leads to him beating up The Miz because The Miz absolutely lied to him about talking to Nick Aldis. Sure. But even in that regard, is this the best use of The Miz? Y'all like to remind us he's this intercontinental, decorated guy and he's always doing jabroni shit. And I get it. Not everyone can be the face. Not everyone could be that cool guy, but you have someone really cool in juxtaposition to someone who you're told us is a cornball lame, but that's his lane and that's okay. What are we doing? I think it's okay to be a little sports concerned about where we're going with Melo. You can't say that they were cheering for Brock when we were cheering for Cross, and Cross puts on a good show and then we don't see Cross. I don't know. There are some things I'm like, with all the stuff you had going on in the show, and I can understand why things went late with Cena. They're going to cheer for Cena. He's on his way out. But you couldn't do anything with somebody else in those a little bit of extra time. I don't know, man. I'm sports confused. I'm sports confused.
Cresta, why would Carmelo Hayes be mad that The Miz lied about a program he didn't want to be in the first place? They're just going to breeze by that next week. They're not going to fill that logic gap at all. Because they
remember what
don't
I told you
care.
Earlier, Kate? Imagine living in the past. I could not.
One week is a short gap here, man. Help me out.
I honestly, there is a clip that this everyone's homework, including yours. There's a show that used to come on HBO called Legendary. It's about voguing in ballroom. One of the main ladies, Laomi, got into an argument with someone one week, and next week somebody tried to bring it up, and she said, "Imagine living in the past. I could not." That's literally WWE. So what do you mean that we just threw Rey Mysterio off a smaller roof and he lost an eye, and now he's got both eyes and he's over here doing a hop, skip, and a jump? You know what Triple H will tell you? It's part of the show. Are you not entertained? Oh, you're going to be annoying about it? You're going to be real annoying about it? No scrums. How about that? You got a lot of questions, okay? What do you think this is? You got questions, I got answers, okay? Beat it.
They are obsessed with controlling their version of the truth and perception.
Controlling the narrative?
Controlling the narrative. They released Braun Strowman, and yet here we are controlling the narrative. Greg Cherry, who's wonderful. I got to meet him at WrestleCon this weekend, saying Miz can't recreate the tag team magic that he had with Shane McMahon. Melo's great. He's him, but he's not the best in the world. Greg Cherry brand, a certified Shane McMahon sicko. I love that for him. I love that for him. I'll agree with
him. I'm going to say, bless your heart. Shane McMahon.
Sports, bless your heart. Sports, bless your heart. But we get this Aleister Black promo, which is just escalating things with Damian Priest. And then we do get this John Cena and R-Truth comedic backstage bit, which completely dismisses the Ron Killings aspect of things. Now, I will say this. At Media Day, if you asked R-Truth a question, he responded like R-Truth. If you asked Ron Killings a question, he responded like Ron Killings. So while I think a lot of people were retconning or thought this was a retcon of the John Cena angle, I think R-Truth is going to do either a split personality or a let me charm you. Let me charm you into this program with me, John Cena. And then R-Truth's not the one showing up for the match. Ron Killings is the one showing up for the match. So I don't think they retconned things creatively. I think there's a plan in place. But I don't think R-Truth is gone. I think R-Truth and Ron Killings are competing in some way. What do you make of all of this?
Earlier in the show, I said that they like to do moments like John Cena turning heel. And in this case, it was R-Truth coming back because he definitely wasn't fired or let go or contract expired for real. That was all part of the show. Carlito, on the other hand, yeah. That being said, there was no follow through. Like with John Cena's heel turn, you did it. It was serious, or we thought you were serious. I kind of liked Ron Killings being serious, but it went nowhere. It went nowhere. So we're going to go right back to where we were. And that's okay because we love R-Truth. I like R-Truth and Ron Killings. But if there's no follow through, if there's no split personality, if there's just, I'm just going to be confused R-Truth again, which again, I'll accept, I'll take, I'll be sports entertained. You cannot be mad at people criticizing your book and like, what are you doing here, pal? Like, what is that about? You had a good idea, like you said, with the New Day going heel, but if you're not going to follow through with it, don't piss me off. I thought maybe they're going to do something because he touched his head like, I'm bald now. Maybe you just had amnesia. And I'll give you that. I'll eat because you are R-Truth and you could do no wrong. But I'm definitely looking at creative like. So.
You seem sports suspicious over there, if I do say so myself.
I'm sports distrusting because you sports hurt my feelings too many times.
Well, this didn't make them better because guess what? The main event of SmackDown ends in a DQ, in a tag match to set up a singles world championship match. Where have I seen that before? You got Cody starting strong on Logan, but Drew cutting him off, which was some good stuff. Logan and Drew working over Cody until Cena gets his hot tag moment, which love a good Cena hot tag moment in this run. But the finish is Drew breaking up Cena's pin on Logan, Cody taking Drew out, and Logan hitting a low blow on Cena for the DQ. And then post-match, you have Cena and Logan brawling backstage. Drew beating down Cody, hitting him with the title and the Claymore through the announce table, which that I thought looked badass. There were reports. I don't know if it was by Fightful Select, like in proper report form, or if Sean had just said that he had heard that like Drew and Cody were lined up to face each other at some point. Like Drew was going to be heavily pushed and probably in the world title picture. So I'm glad about that. But also like, again, I would love for Drew to be able to do some more top of the work card work. Young guys, man. Like, I love Drew so much. He's already a made star. He's already a made star. And he's 40 years old. Somebody, make somebody do it at some point. It doesn't have to be the first defense. Drew is, like, a good challenger out the gate. But, like, I think I'm just so frustrated in general that I'm like, I need this Cody Rhodes run to move people up the card. But this was exactly the ending that we get all the time on every WWE main roster program. Like, I don't know what else to say. The ring work was perfectly fine. I wish Cody felt more important on this episode, considering he just won the title back. What did you think of our main event?
If I never saw Logan Paul on my TV screen ever again, I'd be a very happy person. I'd be sports entertained for the rest of my life. You add nothing to any program that you're in. And much like very your brother, generic. We just want to see you get knocked out. And it doesn't happen. And I know it won't happen. So I don't care. I gotta tell you, it stinks. I do not care. And let me, that's all I'm going to say, because he likes to sue. the best part about this match was the ending. And I mean the post-match, getting kicked through the bottom of the announce table. I don't know what we do with Cena here. I am a little frustrated with the aspect of Drew, only because, so much like Sami Zayn, we're not going to let Drew win nothing. You're going to let Drew sniff it, but he can't win nothing. It's hurtful, but it sucks because it's against Cody, who, Cody, yes, had a run. Cody, yes, just got it. Cody finished his story. But Drew, every time Drew even looks at it, touch it, here comes somebody to smack it out of his head. LA Knight, like, are we going to get somebody else different? And when you do want to put them up, you want to put them against a guy who just got the title. My brother in Christ. That's the time to do the Randy Orton where it doesn't matter if they win or lose. That's the time to do the Brock Lesnar if it doesn't matter if they're going to win or lose, if you're going to use Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? Like, it's just frustrating because I want Drew to win something. I want Cody to continue to have something. But I know if it's Drew versus Cody, Cody just got it. And, yo, I'm going to hide because I'm afraid of Drew McIntyre when I say this. So let me hide right quick.
No, that's okay. Go under the table because you don't want to get Claymore through it.
Not Drew McIntyre becoming the new Akira Tozawa, Jabba to the Stars, is making me upset. How many times is he going to lose right before he wins the big one? And they were like, oh, wow, that Drew guy is so good. If I'm Drew, I'm bringing the sword back. Everyone's getting their fingers cut off until I get a title push. Who said that?
I don't know. Was that your cat just like making some noise in the background?
You know, Mercedes is right there. Come here. Mercedes, why did you say that? Why did you say that?
Mercedes, oh my God.
She's been rebranded from Mercedes, from Bully Ray, because she's a bully, to Mercedes, because she does. Come here. Come here. You don't want to do a run-in? Come here. Oh, she's running. She's ignoring orders. Yeah.
She's like, I'm not doing this DQ finish. I'm good. Yeah, I don't need to end this.
You are trying to put me over by putting yourself over, pal. Get out of here, Paul Heyman.
She knows. She knows. You know, I had said this on Monday behind the paywall. Like, I feel like part of the problem with the Drew stuff is, right now, Seth Rollins is doing to CM Punk everything that CM Punk did to Drew. Seth Rollins is doing it as a heel because this is heel behavior. Everybody just ignores the fact that CM Punk was acting like a heel when he was a face the whole time, but whatever. If Drew and Seth were friends so that there was like, I'm going to get karma in some way, I feel like that would be productive because they are just rerunning the same exact storyline. Mm-hmm. So you might as well at least connect the dots for people. But what do I know? I'm just a cat that hides under the table sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Me too. Me too, bud.
Well, that wraps up our SmackDown post show. Cresta, thank you for talking me off the ledge a little bit today. I was not thrilled with a lot of things from WWE this week, including the incredibly lazy creative effort that they put forward tonight. But I'll tell you what, it's more fun to talk about with you wonderful people. 204,000 of you are subscribed to this YouTube channel, and it's way more fun when Cresta is around. People are going to want to see more of Cresta, and darn it, they don't have to wait long because you got the Collision post show tomorrow. But where else can people find the tag team of Cresta and Mercedes, who's thrilled to be on camera?
Oh, yeah, Mercedes wants to be here because she's hungry, and she knows the weight of my heart is right on my desk. I'll be here tomorrow. Come here. CEO. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be doing the AEW post show. Mercedes has had it. myself, freaking Iridian. She's so over. She has like all the belts are just up right now.
That's it.
Tomorrow I'll be here. Myself, freaking Iridian, going over all things AEW Collision. Sometimes I show up for Grapsody, probably not tomorrow. Every Wednesday, I stream over on twitch.tv. We watch AEW Collision together. We're friends. We're having a funky good time. I'm always tweeting on Twitter, Cresta the Star, like Megan Thee Stallion, talking malarkey. But most importantly, I'm your HR director, and I'm ordering you to get some water, have a good night's rest, and don't take wrestling too seriously. Something about working yourself into a shoot. Are you working? Working for free? Kate, where can the people find you?
Not working for free. I promise you that.
Not working for free.
I'm headed to the pay window here at Fightful. Every Monday on Fightful Select, doing the Sour Grapes Raw review. Tuesdays on the main channel, doing the Sour Grapes NXT review. Mark Order podcast every Wednesday, reviewing AEW Dynamite. Thursdays, I nap now, and Fridays, right back here on the SmackDown post show. Cresta, thank you so much for joining me, helping me get through it tonight. Everyone, have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Stay tuned for Grapsody and for the Collision post show tomorrow. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.